Good afternoon, Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. It's Crystal. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So, I hear that you've been speaking to Charmaine about...
Charmaine had a magpie, yeah, and she doesn't really want the magpie.
doesn't do birds.
That's it, which is why I'm a bit confused with how it landed with her in the first place. But I said to her, yeah, I need to check over because I had a body score of 1 and she went ahead and tried to raise it and I said, well, 1's normally a straight-up mute. So
yeah,
possibly going to be some issues.
Didn't bring it to the vet in the first place.
I know, that's why I was like, that's exactly why she didn't bring it to the vet. I'm like, but there's a reason for it. I said, because a couple of weeks later, or a month or two later, their bodies can still crash and they die anyway.
That's it. But Nessa's checked it over. Like, it's really bright. It has put on weight. It's over 200 grams now.
Yeah.
It's in our care. So we've taken it from Charmaine.
Oh.
But it's just because she cannot keep feeding it. Okay. She's been crop feeding it.
Right. Because
so,
I said to her I'd help her, like, ring around and see if someone could take it because my understanding is she's still force-feeding it.
She is, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Or was,
and I said, yeah. And I said to her, I said, if it's being force-fed, it's going to take a special care of because, one, they need to know how to do it, and, two, that's a lot of effort. Like, not many people have time to force-feed.
Yeah. I'm going to try and offer him some mealworms and do our little trick with an AD insectivore mix. I'm making it into little balls, and usually they'll eat it from that.
Yeah.
But he's just got to learn because he's been tube fed for the last little bit.
Yeah, I was trying to explain to you don't tube feed magpies either.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, we're in the same boat. What's your connection with it? So,
I just got a phone call. So,
okay.
I don't know her at all.
Okay.
So she is either a part of or rang Biro. She somehow got Biro rang me and said, there's a lady with a magpie in this situation. Can you help her out at all? And I said, well, I'll happily have a chat to her because, you know, it doesn't sound like, I don't know, I'm not 100% sure it's even going to be viable. And I said, you know, it'd be a case of the usual ring around to see what carers are available. I said, but if it's... see what the go is. So then the lady, Charmaine, rang me and explained it. And I said to her, I said, look, it's definitely going to need a vet check for fecals and just to make sure it's all okay. I said, you know, we're going to have to find a specialised carer, someone that knows how to force feed if that's what has to keep happening and someone that's willing to do that.
Yeah, no, gotcha. All right, Teresa, can I put you on? Have you got a minute? Like, if I just put you on hold and I'll just relay this back to Vanessa?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip.
Hello, thank you for holding. So she's happy with his body condition now. He is a bit stunted because he was so little. However, she's hoping that, like, by him being placed in a group, he'll just pick up how to feed. And he, like, she doesn't believe that he's actually going to need to go. This is Vanessa. Doesn't believe that he actually needs to go with somebody who needs to tube feed him. However, we're going to keep him for 24 hours and see how he goes for us throughout the day and tomorrow. It was just more about, like, so from our perspective, then where do we send him on? Said she had contact with you. That was why, I gave you a ring.
Because when she said, oh, like, whereabouts are you located? I'm like, Northside. I'm like, said to her, she's going to have to, I said, if it still requires force feed, it's going to have to go with somebody else who's got magpies. Yeah. I said, like, it's, I don't know. Yeah. She kind of seemed to assume it was going to be my problem. I'm like, I'm happy to give you advice on the birds, but no, it's not going to be my problem.
That's it.
I've actually got one that, a nestling that I'm pretty sure is not viable. So that's kind of what I'm dealing with at the moment. So that's why I was like, because I've got four magpies, but I think they'll be too rough for him. Yeah. And they're going to get released in 2 weeks. So I can't hold them back because I'm literally trying to get birds into aviaries. So I was like, because when you're talking about, like, my four would teach that one to self-feed, but they're big ones. Like, they're ready to go in 2 weeks. So if he doesn't catch up, he'll be left behind, and he's going to need more than 2 weeks. And that's why I said, I'm not really the best one, because then my other mother nestlings still doesn't know how to self-feed. And then my other one, I think, is going to have to get put down. So
I do have another carer who has got a bunch of fledglings at the moment. So I do have another backup.
I think Jessie Ryan's got, I think she's got enough, and I think Raina's got enough as well, and then there's me, and then Brenda, hers are a little bit special cases. All the people that I was kind of thinking of, we're all, I've got like our groups. I'm just trying to figure out where he would fit in. Where are you guys standing on wildlife? So, for example, like, I've got a nestling magpie that I'm pretty sure needs to be used, but I just want to run something by. Am I able to bring it into you guys to have a look at, just to say, because my theory on what's going on is it had diarrhea for a week or subcutting and everything, but I think it's now got metabolic bone disease and blind because of the fluid loss. It's a bit of an interesting case, and that's why I thought it might be one that Vanessa might want to actually investigate, because it's an interesting one. Quite often the vets at the zoo don't want to learn. They just want to go, not viable, Nick.
Yeah.
Whereas she likes to kind of like, well, that's an interesting one. And I think I've got an interesting one for her.
Yeah. When would you want to come in, and then I can just allocate some time?
I have no idea. I just realised today, like, it was due to open its eyes, and it's opened its eyes, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure you're blind, and got gripping with its feet, because I've had it since, like, 2 days old, but I think it was a bit late getting to me.
Yeah.
And I think it's a bit compromised.
She's booked up today and tomorrow, but I can do, like, she's got Thursday and Friday, she's here.
Friday afternoon might work, because at 9:30 on Friday, I have to take my dog over to Cinnamon Park to get a CT scan.
Okay.
And I have no idea, and they're knocking me out for that. So I have no idea how long that whole process, because Cinnamon Park's about an hour away.
Yeah.
So
you've got the last one available for the day if you want, like at 4:30.
Yeah, can I have that one?
Yeah.
In the meantime, I might start giving this little guy a bit of pain relief and liquid calcium, but I think it's definitely going to be a youth, and I've got some theories behind why. I just want to run them by her. Because, as I said, the vets at the zoo, they're no longer avian specialists. They're all just general, they don't really they don't know much about birds at all, so we're kind of all struggling a little bit. So
yeah,
I just wanted to talk to someone about this bird is to see what's going on. Then if, when we find information, I can share it with other carers going, the second this happens, this is what you need to do to stop this then happening.
Absolutely. No, that's all good. Well, I'll, yeah, I've just got you in at 4:30 on Friday. So, and we'll just, just bring your little Maggie and we'll have a look there. And it'll be with Vanessa so she can have a chat to you and everything.
Yeah, that'd be good. Cause it's really, and if you get any grey butcher birds, I can take that because I've got three, but I've got space for another one. And because this one's going to get put down, I've got a buddy for it, but it's not viable. My buddy's about 140-odd grams, so if you get something like that size, I can take it.
Okay.
But my big Maggie's I'm going to kind of release in 2 weeks, so I kind of don't want to add to that.
I understand. All good. All right, thank you, Priscilla.
And if you get any noisy firebirds, I'll take your noisy firebirds too.
Noisy friars?
Yeah, because I've got one in care, and they ain't coming off, and I need another buddy.
That's too easy. Alrighty, well, I'll keep it in mind.
Awesome, thank you.
That's okay, bye.
Bye. See you Friday, bye.